Each week we like to find out what's doing around every council, and of course on Thursdays we speak to Singleton Council. General Manager Jason Linnane joins us. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Bear. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. We've got a couple of things to get through. Talk to me about the advocacy agenda.
Yeah, a really good piece, a really strategic piece of work that we're doing on behalf of our community, Bear. We recognise, as a regional community, that there's a whole range of issues that are very, very important to our community that are delivered by other levels of government, that be that state or federal. And we know that we have to be the voice on behalf of our community to make sure Macquarie Street and Canberra are listening, making sure they're aware of the issues and making sure they've actually taken action to try and address a whole range of things that we know we need some improvement on. Now, that covers things like health, policing, education, passenger train services, grant funding, you name it. So we've just done an update to our advocacy agenda, and we're making sure we're circulating to all levels of government and all parties of all persuasions to make sure that the voice of Singleton's being heard, to make sure we get better outcomes for our community moving forward.
Good job, good job. Now, during the week, we had a very special visitor, the Deputy Premier.
Yeah, it was great. And it's actually a nice follow-on because there's been major reform made to the Resources for Regions program, and it was a foundational item in our advocacy agenda back in 2019. And it was so good to see the Deputy Premier in town. He was there to make an announcement of $1.345 million to the Singleton Rugby League Club for much-needed improvements to their facilities. And the reform that we led the charge on, and we really have to say the government listened to us and made the amendments, allowed projects like this to be undertaken because they removed the need for co-contributions, they removed the need for benefit cost ratios, and that really makes it easier for us regional community, to work with our partners, our stakeholders, our community members, to get these great projects. So having the Deputy Premier in town and local member Dave Lozell was very welcome. I mean, looking forward to over next week or two hearing more announcements around the Resources for Regions program for Singleton.
We're going to see a new grandstand at Pertec for the Greyhounds?
Yeah, well, that's what the money's for, yes, absolutely. So they're going to be able to extend, not a grandstand, but they're extending their amenities so they can put in male and female change rooms.
Ah, yes.
Really, really important.
Yes.
Anybody that knows anything about rugby league, or actually sport in general, knows that female participation is going through the roof, and it's about time we start catching up with having the right facilities for those guys.
Absolutely, yes.
And it also enables them to expand their function room upstairs, which is really good for them from a game day perspective, and also looking after their sponsors and their supporters.
They do a great game day event for their sponsors. I've been up there watching the game, and everyone who, you know, one of their sponsors each game gets the opportunity to go up there and have a really good spot to watch some footy, and they're well looked after. So I'm very pleased to hear about that. Now, moving along, you're going to be at the Chamber of Commerce breakfast this week.
Next week. Yeah,
next week.
So next Thursday. We do this on an annual basis. I go to all their breakfast meetings, but on an annual basis, myself and my executive leadership team go there and we talk all things Singleton Council and all things Singleton community. It's a really good opportunity for us to explain to people what's going on in their council, help them understand the challenges we're facing, but also the real key projects we're working on. It's also for us a great opportunity to hear back from our community, from our chamber, because they're a very, very important partner. And we're lucky to have a great relationship with Sue Gilroy and her team there, Danny Ether and the team of the Chamber, and we want to continue to grow that. So having two-way conversations and really this proactive way of doing it really helps us.
All right, and last but not least, you're giving away some compost this weekend.
Mate, I reckon the Civic Centre car park will be the most populated place in Singleton on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Our compost giveaway, we know how much our community loves it. Yeah, so this Saturday the 13th of November from 8 o'clock, two bags per household. It's going to be a drive-through event for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
COVID. So our friendly staff are there to load the bag straight into your car. So get on down there and partake. It's really a good example of circular economy because the compost we're giving away is directly provided from the material we collect in the green bins.
That's exactly how it's meant to work. The circle of life, wouldn't you say, Jason?
The circle of life. Absolutely, Bear. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much for the update. We will catch up and talk again next week. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you and the listeners.